Hello everybody, here is another video to think about as we begin our very first week in Shared Wisdom. Now remember, we are only looking at this week to assess ourselves. So these videos that I've added to that first one are really things that I just want you to start thinking about and not doing so much about, okay? Now, this video is all about personal responsibility, permissions and boundaries, and ethics. Now, what does that mean? Well, whenever we are working directly with somebody, now even, again, I say the word working, but I'm gonna reassess that. Even though we will be saying, oh, we're gonna work with others, because we will be, I don't wanna look at it like we're gonna do something working-wise. How about we just communicate with others? Because I'm really teaching you a very different type of communicative style where you are not getting mired up in an enmeshed situation with somebody else where you feel the need to rescue them, which, as you know from personal mastery, is the biggest no-no you could get yourself into because it gets very sticky. And it gets like you get caught in a spider's web. So we want to ensure that that never happens this year. Now, it might happen every once in a while, and we won't be judging it. We'll be actually looking at it, taking it apart to find out what happened. So it'd be kind of good, actually, if some of you actually did do that so that we could teach through that, but whatever. So when you do anything with somebody else in terms of using oracles, remember, the oracle is the prescriber. So the oracle itself has the wisdom, and it's going to say something about the other person. You are the translator of what you see. You are not giving advice to the other person, ever. This is not what being sharing your wisdom is. It's really, in the beginning, I just want you to practice tuning in with the card, one card only, and you're not going to do it this week, so relax. I mean, you can if you want to sneak one in. I won't say anything. But the bottom line is that there are rules around this, okay? So you always have to ask permission. It is never okay to just take some cards, read something, say, I'm reading your story in motion, and here's what's going on. You can never do that with somebody. That's totally taboo, not okay. It's going to transgress somebody else's boundaries. They may not be strong enough to say no to you. It feels assaulting. It doesn't feel good. It's like when somebody comments on your thread, you never ask for their comments. It feels like somebody is like not respecting your space. So understanding what space looks like for you, what's your space, what's okay for you. Now, some people are like, yeah, tell me anything. But that's not what we're here for. What we're here for is first, in the first couple of weeks here, is to assess your capacity to be in a neutral witness observer seat without putting your bias, your motives, your concepts onto somebody else, right? And also ensuring that you had permission to even engage with that person using the card for as a storytelling device. And you're gonna have fun doing it. But you always have to say, may I have permission? May I have permission to do this, etc. And then you can talk to each other back and forth. Again, you're not gonna do that yet this week, but it is the last video and I want you to be prepared as we do start doing this one tiny increment at a time, because you're gonna have plenty of time to do that this year. Again, remember, the 7-week course is the delivery of the course, and then you have plenty of time. So the most important thing you need to know is you need to assess your agenda. That's your number one priority. Why am I doing this? Now, if you're doing it because you think you could be powerful, meep, meep, not good. If you are doing this because you can find out your psychic, also meep. If you're doing this to learn how to understand how to read someone else's story in motion, yes, bing. Good one. And it's not about how good you get at it. It's more about you observing how you receive the information when you work with the cards and they open up a portal. They open up a portal individually, uniquely for everybody. And you're going to find other little bits of information that you might be scared to share at the beginning, and you're just going to write that down. You're going to leave it be until you feel confident, until you get to a place where you can say, okay, I'm willing to share this if they allow me to do so. And then the two of you end up talking it through. So I just want you to consider this as you're getting ready for this next exercise, which won't be this week, but I want to tell you about it in advance so that you'll prep your mind and you won't get scared, right? Because everybody gets a bit nervous in here. Even the prose, by the way, too, because I'm not letting you read somebody. Like, in other words, tell them what's going on and then giving them advice. You're just going to read what you see based on one card. One card with permission, the ethics being that you do not give advice, you do not give unsolicited advice, and even if the person asks you for advice, you aren't equipped or qualified for that advice. You're going to say, I will pull a second card. So I want you to start thinking about that. And if you want to start practicing this week, you can, but ultimately, you need to start thinking about this more than doing it. I'd prefer you to, you know, visualize it in advance. Okay. Second one is know your vantage point, right? So for example, what is a vantage point? So the person has a vantage point, which means where they are at that given moment when you are sitting and talking to them. So everything that they are up until that present moment is going to affect where they're looking or where they're heading. Now, same with you. You come to the table also with either a clear filter, a clogged filter, stuff from yesterday, expanded or contracted. So you always have to know where are you coming from in this, because that will also give you information to neutralize whatever is going on. Because you always want to, especially when you're starting this, you want to go to another person completely neutral, right? Now, the second one is the neutral observer, of course, just what I said. The third one or the fourth one is, that's interesting. So you remember what I taught you in personal mastery. Everything was, that's interesting. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So that's your favorite thing to say for a year. That's interesting. You make no judgments whatsoever, even if you were way off base, knowing that you knew the card, but you may have found that you projected your story onto another person's story, even if there's just one card between you. And it's really good for you to know if you do that or not. So don't stop yourself and don't make yourself wrong. This is information gathering about how you communicate with the outer world and how much of you project onto it. There's nothing wrong with it. We want to just assess it. So again, this is going to go on for a while in this course and will come up once in a while. And so you need to know how to track that. And so I need you to know that that can happen. And right up front, I want you to promise me that you will not judge yourself one iota. Not 1 minute. No judgment allowed. Okay. Now, remember too, the fifth one is the oracle is the reflector and the advice giver. You are the witness and the translator. So that's why you're looking at it and going, oh, I know this. It's to be fair in upside down. That means something has happened that wasn't fair, that's coming around again. And like, you can just look at this and make up a story. And I think that's probably the best way that I could ask you to go at this course is, oh, I'm storytelling. And that you'll start to see the world as bunches of stories everywhere. It's just so much easier than the responsibility that feels so vast, because we are responsible for the other person. We are responsible to come to them as neutral as we can, with as clear a filter as we can, without projecting too much on them. But because we are in a course, everybody is on the same playing field and we're all going to do it, right? So you don't have to be afraid that you're going to do anything wrong. And I need you guys to think that right from the first week. I want you to promise me that you are not going to be afraid to get anything wrong, because that's the thing that's going to make you wrong. All right. Even though there is no wrong, it just is what it is. That's what we're looking for. It is what it is. The very last thing is wisdom. The wisdom comes from you recognizing universal archetypal themes in all the people that you connect with and how they reflect you. So remember, it's very different than you projecting onto them. If you have clarity and a clean filter, you will start to see these amazing universal themes in everyone's story. Because we have, like Joseph Campbell, the mythologist and philosopher, said, there is a monomyth. In other words, there is a story of all stories, the story of the human being, the hero's journey, the heroine's journey through life, where we all meet certain themes and experiences like that are depicted in the lexicon of the oracle. So we become living oracles for others as well. So that's it for Shared Wisdom Week 1. That is a lot of information that I've given you, but I really want you only to focus on what's in the PDF and just start thinking about these things. Just allow yourself to ponder the information that I've offered you in these videos. You don't have to do anything about them. I just want you to start to be aware of your surroundings. It's just like kind of looking at the room, and there is the clear filter assessment, and there is the neutrality, and there's the expanded and contraction thing Colette talked about, and there's the ethics thing she talked about. Don't have to do anything about it. That's just the furniture that's in our classroom this year. Alrighty, you take care, and I will see you very soon.